This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, June 16th. I'm Patricia Naft. The Delta Montrose Electric Association announced the results of their election last week. The DMEA had three board seats up for grabs. Terry Brown won for District 6 with 59% of the vote. Mark Eckert won District 7 with 50% of the vote. And John Gavin won the North Fork Region seat with 44% of the vote. We interviewed the candidates earlier, so here's some clips from those three winners.
I always like to make sure that the members themselves, which were elected by the members, that we get the cheapest rate possible. And that's my goal.
This 1930 mentality, REA mentality, this monopoly mentality that is just so prevalent within the Rural Electric Association, it needs to come to an end. They need to make a stand.
You know, I'm looking forward, if I am elected, to working productively with the existing board members and with other organizations to keep DMEA in the lead and hopefully add a lot of additional value to the residents of Delta and Montrose counties.
Again, those were the three winners of the DMEA board election: Terry Brown, Mark Eckert, and John Gavin. There's a new eye-catching mural in Hotchkiss. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has the details.
Photographer and street artist Chip Thomas recently installed a mural on the Church of Art in Hotchkiss. Mary Hockenberry owns the gallery where it was put up.
They ask, is that a painting? What is that? How did that happen? So there's a real curiosity, and there's also a pride that this happened in Hotchkiss.
The mural is actually a photograph that was taken by Thomas. He takes a black and white digital image and scales it to fit on structures like the back of the church. Thomas lives on the Navajo Nation, and his work can be seen on the reservation in Arizona. Thomas recently came to Hotchkiss and installed a black and white print of a Hopi girl working in her family's cornfield. The picture was installed in panels on the church's back wall that measures 20 feet high and 40 feet wide. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Tune in tonight for an in-depth feature on the mural that includes an interview with artist Chip Thomas. Hundreds of thousands of dollars were accidentally collected from Mesa County property owners. KVNF's Jake Ryan has the story.
Mesa County residents will have a few extra dollars next tax season. The Mesa County Valley School District 51 realized they've been charging too much in taxes for the past 3 years. To reimburse this, they're lowering property taxes for the next year. This is Phil Onofrio, the chief operating officer for the school district.
There was a taxpayer who had some questions about our mill levy, so we started asking some questions and we called the state to get some clarification on how our mills were calculated, and we discovered that there had been an error over the last 3 years.
The district is lowering property taxes to match the $336,000 they accidentally overcharged. You may not want to break out the champagne just yet, though.
It will be a reduction of about 0.2 mils for a $100,000 residential property. It would be about $1.66. So if you have a property that's worth $500,000, it would be five times $1.66.
Wow, so $340,000 sounds like a lot of money, but for each residence, it's only enough to buy lunch.
Maybe only a Starbucks.
Governor John Hickenlooper's office says he's still in discussion about whether to call lawmakers back to the state capitol for a special session on oil and gas issues. The goal would be to pass a compromise bill and avoid a fight at the ballot box. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Proposals to give cities and counties more authority to craft stricter oil and gas rules and ban fracking could go before voters this November. Governor Hickenlooper, however, has long said he doesn't support the nearly dozen proposed local control ballot questions.
This has been my problem with any of the bans, right? You're going to ban fracking or ban oil and gas. In essence, government's going in, if local government does a ban, they're going in and snatching the property of a citizen, right? Just taking it without due compensation. I think that's something most of us don't want to, you know, we don't want to be a part of. We want to try to figure out some other way.
To that end, Hickenlooper is floating a bill that would allow cities and towns to regulate noise and increase setback distances between drilling operations, homes, and schools, but it wouldn't allow local communities to ban drilling outright. Democratic Adams County Commissioner Eva Henry supports the proposal.
The oil and gas industry is the only industry where the county commissioners don't have the tools in their toolbox to be able to regulate the safety concerns. Who better to know what is best for their community than the person that's actually living in that community?
Henry also backs some of the ballot questions, but she thinks resolving the issue legislatively through a special session would save money and resources. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Raleigh Heath of Boulder agrees. He's been involved in recent negotiations. He thinks there's about a 50-50 chance Colorado will have a special session this summer, but says it's contingent on getting broad support outside the building and among lawmakers.
Well, I think if you're going to do a special session, you better have a pretty good understanding of how it's going to end up, because you're spending taxpayers' money to do it, so you don't want to go in and wing it.
Democrats control both legislative chambers, so they could theoretically pass a bill without Republican support. But Democrats only hold a one-seat majority in the Senate, and it's not clear if enough Democrats in that chamber back the proposal. He says he thinks any special session will need at least some Republicans on board.
Health and safety is a bipartisan issue. Energy business is a bipartisan issue, and we all have to feel that we've come to the right balance. I would think for this to be successful, it would have to be bipartisan.
Oil and gas companies such as Noble Energy and Anadarko are backing the compromise, while the Colorado Petroleum Association, the Association of Home Builders, and the Farm Bureau are among the groups opposing it. A spokesman for the governor says his office still needs more support, particularly from Republicans, before moving forward. House Minority Leader Brian Del Grosso of Loveland says he's reluctant to back the bill, as Colorado already has strong oil and gas rules.
We have some of the strictest oil and gas regulations in the country. We started disclosing what was in fracking fluid. Now we're the first state in the country to regulate methane gas.
Del Grosso says Republicans are also wary because of the involvement of Democratic Congressman Jared Polis of Boulder. Polis is financially backing several of the proposals and has agreed to pull the measures if lawmakers pass the compromise bill. But Polis doesn't want it changed. Del Grosso says those demands don't sit well with the GOP.
We're being told, A, you're not going to have any say on how it's drafted or what's in it, and then B, when it comes in, it can't be amended. The governor is basically looking at a way to buy off Congressman Polis. And if the governor truly thinks that those ballot initiatives are bad for the people of Colorado, I think the governor needs to stand up to the congressman and say, I believe what you're doing is wrong and we're going to fight you.
But Democrats wouldn't want an intra-party battle this November, especially with Hickenlooper up for re-election and Democratic Senator Mark Udall locked in a close race. Hickenlooper has said there are people on both sides of the issue that prefer to have the fight at the ballot box. Meanwhile, he's still continuing his push for a legislative solution. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Stay tuned for Allie and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.